Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we back on the air. Welcome to yet another episode of Carefully Reckless with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Now listen, grab your tea, grab your halls, grab your NyQuil, your DayQuil, and everything else, because I got mine, and I'm going to tell you why. It's story time. So, guys, I went on a date earlier last week. I'm sitting at the bar with the gentleman. Now, I like this guy. He's cool. We order our food. While we are waiting for our food to come out, I beat him in a couple of hands of Uno, because y'all know me. Y'all know how I get down. Now, he sucks in this, by the way, but it's fine. Our food comes out. We say, Grace, we're eating. I can't taste my food. So I tap him. Babe, taste this. Can you taste it? Because I can't taste it. After he tastes it, he's like, well, it's not much flavor. Ask for salt and pepper. So I did. I got the salt, pepper, and I got the hot sauce, right? Now, mind you, I had salmon, spinach, and mashed potatoes, right? And the salmon came with like a gravy sauce that I should have tasted. I put the salt and pepper on it and the hot sauce. Still couldn't taste it. I asked him to taste it. He said, no, I do taste it now. The food is not that flavorful even still. I said, okay, but I should still be able to taste the fact that it's not flavorful. You understand what I'm saying? It was like eating air. So I tasted his food. He had an apple walnut salad with salmon as well. Could not taste it. I ordered a Coca-Cola with extra ice. That's my favorite beverage other than my Hennessy sidecar with a half sugar rim. Could not taste that either. Now, I look over at him and I tell him, I think I'm gonna need a COVID test. He was like, calm down, calm down. I was scared. I'm talking about crying internally. Like I was scared as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So of course that killed my appetite. I wasn't even trying to eat anymore. I was very, very scared, upset. I let him finish eating his food. We ended the date. Fine. He took me back to my car. Now listen, when he took me back to my car, there was food that I left in there from us going out two nights before that, and it was seafood. I forgot to take it out my car, right? So you can imagine the smell of old oysters and fucking scallops and clams and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's been sitting in a hot ass car.
Ew.
Over the course of 48 hours, right? I jumped in the car and I didn't smell anything. He said, you don't smell that shit? He smelled the shit as soon as I opened up the door. I said, I don't smell anything. He said, it fucking reeks in the car, Jessica. I said, I do not smell it. He said, yeah, you might need a COVID test. He thought I was joking at first, though. I'm like, babe, no, I don't smell any of this shit. Now, I had been feeling nasally for like the past 4 or 5 days. Now, listen, I'm thinking that this is allergies, because I have had severe allergies this year so far. I've never had allergies until this year, my 29th year of living. I'm getting a lot of things late. I just got chickenpox earlier last year, you know? So I'm like, fuck. However, like I said, I'm thinking this is allergies, right? So I called my cousin immediately and I was supposed to meet up with her to go to dinner. She has home COVID tests. So I begged her to bring one for me because I'm such a pussy. I cannot do my own COVID test. I cannot stick anything up my nose. I just can't. She has no problem whatsoever doing it though. So she drove down from Pennsylvania to give me a COVID test. She bought two to be exact. The first one came back positive. I asked her to do it again. Second one, positive. I immediately called my friend and I said, listen, I have COVID. You have to get tested because I am positive that I have COVID. He took his test. His came back negative. Now, he had already had COVID, so his chances of getting it again is very low. However, you can catch COVID twice. His COVID test was negative. So was my son's. And so was anybody else that I was around within those last 4 days prior. So, yes, it's official. COVID had been trying and trying, and yes, that bitch finally got your girl. COVID got me, guys. Hence the sound of congestion. Y'all probably can still hear that I'm a little nasally. And I know a lot of y'all have been wondering, why she haven't been making any videos? Why, why? And even in my story, okay, I do a lot of commentary on movies. I've just been watching movies, laying back, doing commentary, but y'all have not been seeing my face. Because I have COVID and I look flushed in the face. I don't feel like doing makeup. I am laying around my house wigless, walking around my house wigless. I just do not feel like myself. This shit has been kicking my ass up and down my house, sweetheart. Where did I get it from? Who the fuck knows? I travel. I had just came back from Killeen, Texas. I did a meet and greet. I just started doing meet and greets again. You know, ever since they lifted the mandate of wearing masks, I said, okay, listen, I'm going to just give the people what they want and I'm going to start doing meet and greets again. So I did a meet and greet. I could have very well got it in Texas. I could have very well gotten it when I landed, because when I came back, I had started going out. You know, I had started, you know, I've been in DC and shit around motherfuckers, all types of shit. There could be no way of me knowing who exactly gave it to me, but I do know that everyone needs to protect themselves. And I am certainly sure that I am getting the vaccine now. Now, listen, I was one of those people who was against it. Like, you know, oh my God, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Now, I've never had a flu shot. You know what I'm saying? And I've had the flu. I've actually went on stage with the flu. If I can remember it right, I did Comedy Zone in Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't know if that's exactly right, but I believe doing the Comedy Zone in Raleigh, North Carolina, doing my show with the flu. Just like Jordan, you know what I'm saying? So I guess you can call me Michael Jordan of comedy. But this is different. This is very, very much different. I've never, ever been unable to taste, not smell anything. You know, I have crazy headaches, you know, all day. This shit affects me crazy. You know, I got body aches, you know. I get cold and then I get hot. I get cold and then I get hot. I'm deeply congested. Only thing I do not have is a sore throat. But I'm telling you guys, this shit hurts and it's nothing to play with. I have a child. I have fans to go around. I have to be well. So I have to get the vaccine. I am a person that travel a lot. And then not only do I travel, I have a lot of contact with people, you know, physical contact. People see me, run up to me, give me a hug. A girl told me in the airport, I don't care. I will catch COVID for you. Baby, I don't want you to catch it. That was before I had it. Baby, I'm telling you now, if you are listening, if you're the girl who told me that, I would never want you to get COVID. Never. Because it's not as simple as you think. No, I do not feel like I'm about to die, but I am at the sickest point that I have ever been in my life. No, I don't feel good. I'm having stomach pains. It's all kinds of fucking symptoms, and everybody's symptoms are different. Yes, I'm going to get the vaccine. No, I am not forcing it on anybody. But if you can do your part and you want to start living your life the way that you used to live your life and not have to be scared of catching COVID, the vaccine definitely lowers your chances. And I am going to get it because I got more shows to do. I got more people to come in contact with. You know what I'm saying? Protect yourself. Another thing I noticed that people do, people will be diagnosed with COVID and they will not tell anyone and still go out around people. That is very selfish. I could never do that. I know people who have had COVID and still went out to party around other people with no masks or anything. I've been in my house for the past 7 days. No, it is not fun, but I'm doing what I have to do so I can do my part. Social distance. Wash your hands, wear your mask, especially if you're not vaccinated. Sanitize your hands. If you have no soap and water, sanitize. I'm telling you, it makes a good difference. Sanitize your doorknobs, your handles, your car, your steering wheel. If you are a person who shakes hands, try to give more hugs. Hold your breath when you go in for the hug. You know what I'm saying? All types of stuff like that. That shit matters, okay? And listen, I have a very strong immune system. I take vitamins every day, my one-a-days, my elderberry, you know, vitamin C, vitamin D, sea moss. I take a teaspoon of sea moss every day. Even with all of that, I still contracted COVID-19. Yes, it's hard being isolated from the rest of the world. Yes, it's hard being away from my son. It really is hard, but I'm doing what I have to do. And I'm also keeping myself busy. I'm writing comedy. I'm trying to create content. So when I do come up out of this thing, I can make nice videos for you guys. I can give y'all what y'all been missing. I'm packing up my clothes because I'm moving out of my house. I'm moving into a new condo. So yes, I'm keeping myself busy, trying my very best. Another thing, y'all know I have a little Frenchie. He's 1.5. For some reason, my dog is experiencing the same symptoms that I am. He's not eaten in 3 days. And I honestly believe in my heart, it's because he can't smell it. My dog is greedy. Now, as soon as you put a bowl of food down, this little motherfucker, he's going to go and attack it, demolish the food. He hasn't touched his food in 3 days. I honestly believe I gave my dog COVID. Now, a long time ago, I don't know if y'all remember this, but I was on live with Charlamagne, and Charlamagne told me that dogs can catch COVID. A dog can't give you COVID, but you can give a dog COVID. They can catch it. Now, I do believe that to be true because he hasn't drank anything as well. I honestly just believe that he's not hungry because he can't smell it. Now, their immune systems are even stronger than ours. However, their symptoms still affect them greatly. So I'm taking Bane to the vet as soon as I get well. I'm going to just try to keep getting him to eat, keep getting him to drink water. I'm saying this to bring awareness to the fact that you can give COVID to your pets as well. So be very, very careful. If you love me, you'll listen to this commercial and then we'll be right back. Now, if you've ever had COVID, then you know it gets lonely. And so you would love for people to check on you. You feel good when people want to know how you're doing. Who's checking on me? My mom, the guy who I could have given COVID to. He checks on me every day, all day, throughout the day. You know, I have a couple of industry friends that check on me. My little sister and one of my girlfriends check on me every day. I'm talking about calling. This bitch was ready to get on the goddamn plane to fly here to fucking check on me in person. I'm like, girl, you got two beautiful babies that you cannot take COVID back to. I would not even let you do that. But it feels good to know who's there for you and who aren't. Because I have friends who live here in Baltimore, even family members, you know, who were really sick, who thought they had COVID. I'm talking about I was going around these motherfuckers, bringing them shit, checking on them, calling them and everything. It's hard to get a motherfucking text back from some of them motherfuckers. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I really got a little attitude about that. And I could have went online and vented and said, oh, I got COVID, y'all. I'm not looking for sympathy. No, I am not. I am letting y'all know this because y'all need to be aware of what y'all need to do. Y'all need to be aware that COVID is still the fuck out here, very much out here. You understand what I'm saying? Just because we don't have to wear masks any fucking more does not mean COVID is gone. Just because we don't have to wear masks everywhere anymore does not mean COVID does not exist. Just because the world is opening up does not mean we cannot still catch COVID. Yes, COVID is very much still out here and still alive, y'all. And I need for y'all to understand that. What I do thank God for is letting me contract COVID at the right time because I have no shows. By the time I do my next show, which is in Arlington, Texas, July 8th and 9th, I should be free of COVID. You know, I will be free of COVID. So I do thank God for that. It didn't come in between any of my money. I didn't have to fly anywhere for any TV jobs or anything like that. Nothing. It didn't come between anything. And so I do thank God for that. This also gives me time to sit down and reflect on how I can improve my set because I'm telling you, I'm going to talk about this shit on stage. I'm going to talk about how it affected me and some funny parts and everything, how it made me see who the fuck is there and who ain't because I'm telling you, I really do got a motherfucking attitude about that shit. I'm talking about when my cousin thought she had COVID. Oh, I was up and down her motherfucking call log. When my brother thought he had fucking COVID, I visited him in his fucking house. I'm talking about what? I came to his house. I bought him balloons. I bought him chocolate. I bought him plush socks because his toes get cold and shit. I bought him medicine. I bought him plush blankets and shit. I'm a good motherfucking person. Here I go texting this motherfucker and I don't get a text until the next day. Motherfuckers. And I know my fans who are listening right now, if y'all would have known that I had it, then y'all would have been checking on me. So I do appreciate the support and the fact that I know that y'all would have done that for me, you know. But this is not a sympathy card I'm trying to pull. None of that because I don't want any of that. I just want y'all to know COVID is still out here, okay? Now we got a commercial. And if you click off of this podcast, I swear I'm going to beat your ass. Listen. So there will be no just fix my mess because I'm the one with the goddamn mess right now. I'm trying to get through this shit right now. So I'm just letting y'all know, ain't no mess for me. What I do want to do is current news. Okay, so for those who did not know, the 2021 BET Awards came on Sunday, this past Sunday to be exact. And I loved how beautiful and black it was. Shout out to Taraji P. Henson, one of the best hosts of the BET Awards that I've seen since Monique. I love, love, loved watching Taraji P. Henson's outfit changes and all her beautiful messages, all of her strong, powerful, heartfelt messages to black women. I love the message behind the 2021 BET Awards and how it was about the power behind black women, the power that we have, the power that we hold. I loved everything from Kirk Franklin's open with Lil Baby, you know, their song that they got together, to the DMX tribute. The DMX tribute was beautiful. It was powerful. I loved it. And last but not least, they honored the queen herself, Queen Latifah, the beautiful black full-figured queen. And I loved how she finally acknowledged her sexuality. At the end of her speech, she said, "Happy Pride." She's so graceful. I love her. And she's so classy. She's the epitome of what a strong black woman is and what a strong black woman's supposed to be. Now listen, y'all know I wouldn't be me if I didn't say this. The only segment I did not like about the BET Awards was when they had the cast of Tyler Perry's Sisters. Nice show. I watch it a lot. I love all the actresses on there. I did not like how they made them girls, and I say made because I know these were not their words, the writers, that bonnets are okay to wear outside. Now look, I don't know what the fuck everybody's problem is with Monique since she came out and said, "Sweet babies, don't wear your fucking bonnets outside." Now listen, if y'all can have strong opinions about wearing them outside, why the fuck can't she have her strong opinion about not wearing them? No, real shit. We can do better than that. No, a bonnet is not meant for you to wear outside. No, it's not. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. And I seen a segment that Fox Soul posted where Tammy Roman was talking to Monique. And Tammy was talking to her, you know, and she was saying, "You know what a bonnet is, Tammy. Like, y'all know what it is." Tammy kept on, like, trying to fix the question a certain way. Like, whoa, no. Now what if, but what if, Tammy, no, the bonnet, no, baby, no. I understand that you are the queen of Bonnet Chronicles. That's great. That's amazing. That's something that you created. Great. That's fine. Do that. But Monique is saying something totally different and you know what she's saying. You know exactly what she's saying, Tammy. You don't have to ask the question 80 different ways to get the same answer because she said what she said. No, we don't got to wear that shit in airports. No, we don't got to wear that shit outside to the store. Now, to each his own. By all means, if you want to do that shit, do it. But a bonnet is not a fucking hat. It's a scarf. It's like a scarf. It's a part of night attire. It's night garment. Like, I don't understand why people are so bent out of fucking shape because she said we shouldn't wear them outside. Y'all talking about mind y'all business. Bitch, I don't remember the last time we ever minded our fucking business. Not with the internet that we got today. Nobody minds their business. And like she said, us as black women are her business. And it really offends me as a black woman who's a part of a culture so big that we really try to tear down Monique for voicing that. Y'all act like she coming at us. Y'all acting like she's saying, y'all some ghetto ass bitches. Y'all da-da-da-da-da, like she's downing us or something. She gave her opinion just like we give our opinions every fucking day. It's okay for someone to not feel the same way you feel, but don't tear them down or degrade them for not feeling the same way you feel. A bonnet is a night hat. You wear that shit to bed. You get up and you take it the fuck off before you leave out your house. That's how I feel about it. So I second everything Monique says about that shit. And again, I also second getting the vaccine if you want to be at your healthiest point and stay away from COVID. Not saying you cannot catch COVID with the vaccine because I know people who have, but their symptoms are nothing like mine right now. It's just like if you have the flu shot, it lowers the risk of you having severe symptoms when you catch the flu. You understand what I'm saying? And just like that, I'm going to end it on today. please wear your mask, sanitize, wash your hands, get antibacterial soap. Every soap is not good to wash your hands to prevent bacteria. Antibacterial soap is. Make sure you sanitize your steering wheels, like I said, sanitize your doorknobs, anywhere you touch. Sanitize. Do not shake people's hands. That's normalized hugging each other and holding your breath when you do it. Or give a nigga a pound. Give a nigga an elbow. Get in, get out. You know what I'm saying? And I shall shake this shit off and be back. I love y'all. Make sure y'all tune in next week. Hump day. Every hump day. And in my deepest pan voice. Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.